Unit 1, pages 12 through 14. Lesson B, reading. Track 1-2. Gender in the wild. Three studies reveal new findings. How does gender impact family relationships in the wild? Studies in three African national parks reveal how gender influences the social structure of elephants, the family behavior of geladas, a species of primate, and the ways in which young chimpanzees play. 1. Etosha National Park, Namibia. Studies show gender effect in elephant societies. Young elephants are raised within extended matriarchal families. Elephant mothers, aunts, grandmothers, and female friends cooperate to raise babies in large, carefully organized groups. As they grow up, young elephants look first to the birth mother for guidance and protection, then to their female relatives and friends. This communal system helps protect young orphan elephants whose mothers have been killed by hunters or farmers, in cases where elephants invade farmland due to habitat loss. When a young elephant is orphaned, other females take over the dead mother's role. The strong bonds between females continue throughout their lives, which can be as long as 70 years. In contrast, young male elephants stay close to their female family members until they are 14, and then they generally go off on their own. Previously, male elephants were perceived to be less social than females. However, a recent study at Etosha National Park in Namibia shows that males often form intense, long-lasting associations with other males. During the 6-year study, Stanford University behavioral psychologist Caitlin O'Connell Rodwell observed close, continuing bonds among a group of a dozen males. The group, which O'Connell Rodwell named the Boys Club, was a mix of teenagers, adults, and seniors up to age 55. Her study reveals that members of the male group follow a strict social hierarchy in which each member knows his rank or status, similar to the pecking order in female extended families. Older males function as teachers and mediators, peacekeepers, for younger ones, controlling or disciplining them when conflict occurs. O'Connell Rodwell observed that these strong bonds and rigid lines of authority are helpful during periods of drought when food and water are scarce. In dry years, the strict pecking order they establish benefits all of them, O'Connell Rodwell reports. For example, the young bulls know they must get in line behind the more senior elephants. In this way, everyone gets a turn to eat and drink, conflict is avoided, and peace is maintained.
2. Simien Mountains National Park, Ethiopia. Gelada study reveals female primates with power. Geladas are reddish-brown-colored primates found only in the remote highlands of north-central Ethiopia. Males are larger than females and have bushy manes and long tails. However, while female geladas are smaller and less distinctive-looking, they have the real power in family groups. Since 1997, Australian wildlife biologist Chadden Hunter has been studying a group of geladas in Simien Mountains National Park in Ethiopia. Geladas live in family groups where females make the important decisions. As Hunter has observed, typical gelada family units have between 2 and 8 adult females, their offspring, and a primary male, which researchers call the family male. Gelada males have little say in what the family does from day to day. Instead, females have the decision-making power. They decide where and how long to graze for food, when to move, and where to sleep. They also choose which male will be their mate, and when it is time to replace that mate with another male. Young bachelor males live in separate groups. They spend most of their time observing family groups and looking for opportunities to challenge the family males. When the young bachelor comes too close to a family, the family male chases him away. To replace a family male, the females invite a bachelor to take over the family. Females typically do this when a family male becomes weak or does not give enough attention to them or their offspring. Usually, it's because the male isn't as attentive as the females want him to be, notes Hunter. That's especially true in families where there are 6 or 7 females. It's a lot of work to keep them all happy. Hunter has observed that no family male lasts more than 4 years, and many are replaced before 3. However, replaced males do not leave their families. Rather, they stay on in a kind of grandfather role. That way, they can protect their children, he says, and they're very aggressive about that. Hunter's study has generated new interest in gelidae, and it will challenge primatologists to learn more about their gender behavior.
3. Kibale National Park, Uganda. Researchers discovered gender-driven play in chimps. Just as human boys and girls often choose different toys, some monkeys in captivity have also demonstrated gender-driven toy preferences. For example, young female vervet and rhesus monkeys in captivity have been known to favor dolls, while their male counterparts prefer toys such as trucks. Now, for the first time, a study of young female chimpanzees in Kibale National Park in Uganda shows that male and female animals in the wild also play in contrasting ways. Richard Wrangham, a primatologist at Harvard University, has been studying the play behavior of male and female chimps. His team observed that the way a community of young Kanyawara female chimps played with sticks mimicked caretaking behaviors. The young females took sticks to their nests and cared for them like mother chimps with their babies. The chimps appeared to be using the sticks as dolls, as if they were practicing for motherhood. This play preference, which was very rarely seen in males, was observed in young female chimps more than 100 times over 14 years of study. In contrast, young males did not normally play with objects. Instead, they preferred active play, climbing, jumping, and chasing each other through trees. Stick play may have evolved to prepare females for motherhood, giving them an evolutionary advantage by providing skills and knowledge that contribute to their survival. It is also possible that stick play is just an expression of the imagination, an ability found in chimps and humans, but few other animals.